8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters came out in Denver this weekend as the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is coming to a close. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
Hundreds gathered at the state capitol on Saturday for a string of rallies mourning the deaths of black and brown people killed by police. By noon, the lawn was covered in makeshift gravestones bearing names like Tamir Rice and Adam Toledo.
Enough is enough!
Meanwhile, a jury will soon decide whether Chauvin is guilty of murdering George Floyd last year. Alice Hayes of Aurora said the trial was on her mind.
I hope he gets convicted, but the reality is he probably will get away with it. I hope to God not.
Hayes expects widespread protests if Chauvin is not convicted. Closing arguments in the case begin today. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Latino residents in Denver are still not getting COVID-19 vaccines as frequently as their white neighbors. Dr. Sarah Rowan supervises COVID-19 testing for Denver Health.
Over the last month, the gap between the percentage of the white population versus Latino population has actually widened. So it seems like the disparities are getting worse in some ways.
Latinos account for nearly half of the coronavirus cases in the city, but represent only 13% of Denverites who have been vaccinated. City data show community sites that were set up to reverse that trend have served more white residents than any other group. A zero-emission power plant that runs on fossil fuels could be built in southwest Colorado. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
Since 2018, the company Net Power has tested its technology at a pilot project in Texas. The system captures the carbon dioxide byproduct of the power plant to be stored underground so it does not enter the atmosphere and contribute to climate change. The company says the trial run was a success, and it's now moving to construct 4 commercial plants. One is planned for the Southern Ute Reservation in the southwest corner of the state. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
This is CPR News.